You are listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. In spite of President Trump's moves in the last year to make America into a more masculine culture, there's still much confusion when it comes to bullying. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Back in the early 2000s, there was a lot of momentum for being against bullies. The mere timing was fascinating to me. Kids have been bullied and been bullies since the beginning of the human race, and yet it was never really a social justice crusade until then. Why? Several convergences. First of all, there were large infusions of capital into NGOs and nonprofits, bringing hyper-awareness to the apparent increase in bullying. Why the increase in bullying? The self-esteem movement for kids started to really take off in the late 80s. Kids were starting to be celebrated for their unique personal weirdness, thanks to the success of Oprah Winfrey's weird, wacky TV show. Women and effeminate men mostly tuned in by the millions to watch Le Fric du Jour, as they say in France. Also at the same time, mass numbers of poorly trained and over-esteemed psychologists were stampeding into that profession, who were inspired by Oprah's success. Oprah had no real mental health training, and neither did many of these so-called professionals, but hey, almost all of them were inspired by Oprah, and they also watched Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer, etc. ad nauseum. All that was needed was a morose desire to watch these dysfunctional on-parade clown car crashes, and these psychologists could now get paid for watching them. Not all psychologists were quacks, but many were, and still are. Political correctness stemmed from America's new sensitive introversion. Don't say or do things that may offend the tender sensitivities of sensitive people. Where did this neurotic, pathetic, pathological philosophy come from? Again, mostly from Oprah Winfrey. Also, the success of lawyers in the 70s and 80s who were gaining reputations for being able to score massive personal fortunes for a moderate amount of work were becoming romanticized on TVs, movies, news, and fiction. Everyone wanted to be a filthy rich lawyer. And what do lawyers need more than anything else? They need victims. Millions and millions of pathetic loser victims. Cue the violins and the crocodile tears. They figured the more pathetic they could make America, the more they could line their pockets, and so they did. Millions of victims means America must have millions of bullies. And if they don't exist, then millions of bullies must be conjured up from thin air to justify the war against them. You know, it's a huge embarrassing problem if you want to fight a war for profit, but there just aren't enough bullies out there to justify the war. And so these liars invented a media campaign against what they comically called toxic masculinity. Oh dear. A man acts like a man? Well, then he's a bully. Now the woke can fight a war against him. And that's great for business because there's a lot of men out there. These anti-bullying warmongers are all graduates of MSU, making stuff up. So just to recap, all these evils intersectioned together to create a kind of poop vortex of insanity, and it sucked and swirled down into the toilet bowl, the undeveloped and immature, the quickest and the easiest. Diabolical philosophies like socialism always attack the weak and helpless first because they are the least able to defend themselves against evil. That's why the trans mafia has to target toddlers with their demonic indoctrination. There are many layers to this whole anti-bullying crusade. Being against bullying sounds so noble. But scratch the surface just a bit, and it's really all about ego aggrandizement of these self-proclaimed anti-bullying superheroes who love thumping their chests in shows of moral superiority. That's on the personal or psychological level. Just that is corruption. Corruption always wakes up from the darkly personal into the hidden from the public, and then oftentimes it morphs into the visible to the public. And hopefully that's where it's exposed and it dies on the vine. Or else, if continued unacknowledged, corruption may consume all of society and completely destroy it. Americans are notorious watchers. What's on TV? What's at the movies? Social media is pretty passive, too. Watching is passive. Tyrants love passive populations of sheeple. Passive is something they can use. George Soros continues to have massive influence. Two of Soros's greatest passions is promoting legalized marijuana and open borders. The third world brings their poverty-stricken habits with them. Imbibing in the devil's weed is one of the many vices they've become ensnared by. Let's see if we can put two and two together here now, with apologies to Bill Gates' Common Core math scam. Up till now, millions of new drug users and pushers has meant a tremendous increase in the numbers of overnight conversions from a legal population of citizens into an exponential explosion in growth of new illegal aliens and their new imported drug habits. So, what does this do to a once healthy and vibrant and dynamic United States? It has slowed us down. It has made us slothful, welfare addicted, drug addicted, lazy, and passive. The absolutely perfect breeding ground for tyrants who love the masses to be nice and pacified, stoned Netflix binge watchers, and it helps if all the fighting age males are pacifist, effeminate, sissified, man bun wearing Starbucks barista types who like to put the la 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 in all their lattes, if you know what I mean. What I'm going to say next is very, very important. There are three tiers of global bullying. Basically, you've got the lowest level of bullying, which the masses experience. Most people tend to focus way too much attention on this lower rung of global bullying. Large numbers of bullies and victims all on the same level. This is where BLM Incorporated and the Antifa fascists fall. The victims of this tier of globalist bullying tend to way over-focus on politics. Left versus right, Democrats versus Republicans. It's either this obvious choice or it's that opposite obvious choice, black or white, our team versus their team, and it all comes down to individual preferences, or so it seems. And this is where social media really shines, at dividing people. If you watch a video, you watch another video that's similar, and then another video, and then you get all these videos, for example, on YouTube, and everything follows you. And if you're inclined to the left, you become even more left. If you're inclined to the right, you become even more right. This is the division of the entire world through social media. At first superficial glance, this is where our side, the conservatives, focus too much on, the shiny dangling objects right in front of us, the puppets on the strings, but not on, almost never on, the puppet masters controlling those dumb puppets like BLM Incorporated and the Antifa fascists. It's just like the old magician's sleight of hand. Look at this with my right hand, while I'm doing this far more dangerous and pernicious thing to you with my left hand. Okay, so that's the lower level of macro or global bullying. Okay, so now we're skipping over the mid-level. Now let's look at the highest level. Remember, there are three levels of bullying here. Now at the highest level, a lot of Bible-based teachers like to focus on this, which says basically that Satan and his demons are the ultimate bullies. Far fewer in number here, but far greater impact in how this bullying affects global misery. But nothing happens without God's permission, and so the idea, I believe, for God is he wants iron sharpening iron, and so humanity is supposed to struggle, a great deal against the sinful nature of our fallen world, which Satan directs to a large degree. Yes, he's bullying us, but if we have the correct relationship with Christ, that struggle can benefit us massively, especially in the next life. But here's the really interesting part of all this. There's a third tier of global bullying, or a mid-level tier of bullies, and this is a very small number compared to the number of left-wing political bullies who seem to be everywhere at the bottom tier. I say this all the time on this podcast. Graphically, this configuration resembles a triangle or a pyramid shape. This shape is very common in human relations. It's the corporate structure, the government structure, it's even the family structure, but it's also the criminal structure. The few at the top basically controlling all those at the bottom. Now, these mid-level bullies are very real, but people don't talk about them nearly as much as they should, and here are just a few reasons why they don't talk about them. First of all, these bullies don't wish to be discovered because they've obtained so much power. We may know their names and positions, but not much more than that. Puppet masters are all about controlling others, not about allowing their hidden tricks to be discovered. Second, they have bought the media to a large degree, and so the media's job is to run interference to keep the puppet masters hidden as much as possible. Therefore, most people have been brainwashed by the mafia-controlled media to feel subconsciously uncomfortable and therefore afraid to attack these puppet masters directly, people like George Soros, Bill Gates, and so on. Sure, they're attacked, but not nearly to the degree that they should be. Social mores affirm that we are not supposed to attack what may not really be there. Americans have been programmed, listen to this, they've been programmed for decades to be highly suspicious of anything that even remotely sounds like a conspiracy theory. Don't forget, the CIA greatly enhanced that pejorative decades ago to keep their nefarious activities from being discovered by ace muckraking reporters and snoops. Why do the wealthy tend to be so corrupt? Because big money can buy big power, life-changing power. Ordinary people tend to be afraid of the rich and powerful because the absence of Christ in their lives makes these elites scary and dangerous. Something bad happens to the powerful when there's no Christ in their lives. It's like God saying to them, okay, you're either working for me or you're working for the other guy. Therefore, evil always seems to be winning, but if we know who the guilty players are and we know basically what they're doing, it makes no sense to me at all that they should be able to get away with their criminal activities. The world's corruption is obviously spiritual. It isn't political except in the way that the political follows the financial. Therefore, today, our enemy isn't political, it is financial. All the highly overpaid talking heads in conservative media don't really get this. They'd much rather waste time talking about the Republicans versus the Democrats and playing defense to whatever the lunatic woke sick jokes are doing these days. But all woke is funded by the uber wealthy. All of it. If they didn't aggressively fund their interests, they'd have no power. They get what they want when they wave some fast cash under the noses of the doormen of opportunity, the stewards of civilization, people like you and me. Almost all conservative pundits make this huge mistake of ignoring the money flow of corruption, oftentimes because they're a part of it and they know it. I don't make that mistake. I'm one of the very few who don't, and that's why you should be listening to No PC Allowed every single episode, because I tell the truth about these things. Most people think our trend towards leftist decay was organic, coming up, for example, from the organic hippie movement. But that wasn't organic. It was four election terms of FDR that allowed him to stack the courts for many years, which led to our national liberal inclination, which allowed Americans to become enchanted with fools like Dr. Spock, who infected American childhood with overly permissive upbringings, leading us into the narcissistic cultural stranglehold of the 1960s. But even these false constructs were not enough to destroy America. After a while, instead of being rebellious, many of these hippies started to mature. Once they entered into their 30s and 40s, they actually became fairly conservative, many voting for Ronald Reagan. America was well on its way to a full recovery from the damage of FDR's court stacking and Dr. Spock's child-rearing, LBJ's anti-great society, the dippy hippies, and so on. None of that was strong enough to wreck America. But guess what was strong enough to wreck America? And this almost happened in 2024. We narrowly avoided this total catastrophic breakdown of America. That being big money bribes from communist fascist China and their greedy, useful idiots like the George and Alex Soros crime family, all at the mid-level of global bullying. So when you strike out at puppets on a string, they swing away, but then always swing back in again and again and again to never be defeated. And that's because these stupid, crazy puppets aren't really real. That's why you can't defeat them. Only the puppet masters are real. That's why we must focus all of our vitriol on them constantly until they are brought to justice. And I mean real criminal justice, a la Nuremberg trials for all. Again, this is not about politics, folks. It's about money. Follow the money and you'll find a way to clean up the political corruption. It's about bribes. This is global gangsterism at its very worst. But it should make you feel happy to know that it really is coming down to one simple thing. To paraphrase the Bible, the love of money is one of the roots of all kinds of evils. Easy, unearned money especially corrupts. It really does. $32 billion plus from the George and Alex Soros crime family fueling all this evil, woke insanity. I define evil insanity by what you do. And if what you do is fund the destruction of planet Earth with all this LGBT WTF garbage, this really weird stuff, and it's weird if you think about it, it's really weird, you know, and the Islamist extremism coming out of the closet and wanting to take over the world, if they fund that, and they do, then that crime family, that one in particular, is literally insanely evil. It is impossible to understand their dark motivations without looking through the prism of good versus evil, sane versus insane. And it is almost impossible to overstate the damage they have wrought upon the world. On a personal level, being bullied can be good for you. It may be bad for your bruised ego, but if you play your cards right, it can be very good for your soul, your humbled soul. Many decades ago, the following was prominent on a playground. A kid would bully. The victim would overreact emotionally, and the bully would then become even more emboldened, like a shark smelling blood. But if the victim doesn't act like a victim and stands up to the bully, then what happens? Then the bully oftentimes starts to respect the victim, and oftentimes they become the best of friends as a result. So it's not really bullying so much as someone of a masculine nature trying to make a friend. There's nothing excessively cruel about that. People have been that way forever, especially boys. Boys are like that. Let me test this guy. Let me see if he's worthy of being my friend. I'll like him if I can be myself around him. If he's a sissy, well, then I'm going to keep bullying him because I don't like him. I don't respect him. That's basically what bullies think. And by the way, that's human nature. That does not make them evil. Caving into and being afraid of bullies is what should be considered evil. Overreacting to being bullied is so effeminate. There's nothing masculine about it. In fact, it's anti-masculine, which is the last thing that American and Western world boys need right now. It's this whole toxic masculinity hysteria, oh dear, that the woke sissies and wimps love to hyperventilate over.
Oh my goodness, we have to do something about all this bullying and hatred of the transgenders, perverts, and child molesters. Oh my!
Transgenders, perverts, and child molesters. Oh my, indeed.
Pedophiles are victims of white Christian males, and it's just dreadful how we all have to live in fear of fundamentalist Christian traditional morality.
What's really interesting about this whole anti-bullying, anti-masculinity trend is that it is so transparently political and fueled through greed, and yet people refuse to see it as it really is. Or if they do see it, they don't want to honestly talk about it. We're starting to more and more, but why are people so afraid? Because logically, no woke solution to bullying works, and the woke invented this so-called hatred of bullying. But again, no woke solution works. They say things like bullying is horrible because it hurts people. Basically, they become traumatized by it, and so they turn inward, and now they can't function in the real world. But all this excuse-making is the worst possible thing they can possibly learn from grown-ups who should know better. You don't give kids excuses. You give them skills for standing up for themselves and learning how to fight, whether physically, on the playground, or anywhere else in life. But these woke holes focus the bulk of their agenda on limiting speech and creating
safe spaces for snowflakes
and the like. Really stupid, dangerous ideas, and obviously so, and all based on the lie that kids have pathologically low self-esteem. They don't. Today, too many have pathologically high self-esteem. This dressed-up narcissism really took off in the 80s. There was a lot of enthusiasm for self-obsession because people are naturally narcissistic. It's attractive to believe that you're more than you really are, especially in relation to others, thinking you are better than others. The elites especially have this challenge. And then there's the obvious projection. These globalist bullies love to rationalize their own crooked actions against others. So they point their crooked little fingers at others with three fingers pointing back at themselves. And of course, they're accusing others of doing the same things they're doing, which is bullying. This is a classic mouse dung tactic. I'll use a prime example of something that's obvious to anyone who knows the details of George Soros' life. Soros is the ultimate bully, and just like a schoolyard bully, he always cries wolf with the same old tired big lie that he uses and reuses over and over again, until it just sounds completely stupid. He says, ignore all the facts. Anyone who criticizes me, George Soros, for any reason, is automatically an anti-Semite. Never mind that the vast majority of his critics are pro-Israel. No, that fact never enters into the equation for this billionaire knucklehead liar. George Soros is a lunatic. Literally a lunatic, a paranoid nutjob. That doesn't mean he's not clever. He's been mad as a hatter for many decades now, perhaps partly because something horrible happened to his mother when he was just a young lad during World War II. She was raped by two soldiers, and when that kind of thing happens, it can set you off, but we cannot allow a danger to society like Soros to destroy all of civilization just because he's understandably imbalanced. But up to now, we've allowed him to do just that. And why is that? The answer is simple. It's because those whom he has bribed like money. They like money. Those people like money as much as George Soros likes money. And they're willing to do just about anything to get his money. It's bribery, pure and simple. There's nothing complex or nuanced about what's going on in the world today. He has been bribing the crap out of everyone with some $32 billion plus. Now, if the average family has trouble scrounging up $25 to donate to President Trump, but just one guy one insane guy, and you know that's true because he doesn't know how to invest his money, or forget invest, he doesn't even know how to spend his money, or just to waste it. He could blow half that money on a month-long Great Gatsby-style party. And that would certainly be more worthwhile and productive than what he's been doing, and you can bet your bottom dollar that Soros sponsored most of these, air quotes, anti-bullying organizations. Talk about irony. Which is like saying we have to fight human nature by throwing billions of dollars at it. Not, we need to adapt and learn from human nature in order to become functional citizens. These anti-bullying campaigns were all custom-made as a cover for the LGBT WTF agenda because it's obvious that kids are really going to rebel against their propaganda. So the powers that be had to control the speech of little children. When they make fun of little Johnny in a dress or little Jenny in a football uniform, they will be teased, obviously, so school administrators severely punish young kids for acting like normal young kids. I mean, this is child abuse. It is horrible child abuse. And the really dumb ones are the perpetrators who really buy into this LGBT WTF's nonsense crap. And these hack moron loser psychologists, so-called, who demand that you, the parent, have to accept the child's desire to change their sex or they may kill themselves. What parent would grab the ankles with that kind of obvious manipulative bullying? What parent could be so wimpy and soft and weak and brain-dead stupid as to buy into that kind of institutionalized bullying without even putting up a fight? You brought a child into this world just to have him be kidnapped by Satan like that? You can't go up to a boy and say you're a girl or say to a girl you're a boy. You cannot do that. Talk about bullying. It enrages me when I think how easily American parents won't even fight for their own children's innocent souls. It enrages me, and it should enrage you too. When these tormented children finally start to wake up, they will be suing their a-hole parents for complicity in full-on child molestation and abuse. That's what the LGBTs are all about. These parents should be, and many will be, financially ruined for their short-sightedness and cowardice. Just you wait and see. That's coming. And all these woke a-holes have the temerity and the gall to call us bullies. It all just screams insanity. It is a demonic evil, and they must be defeated, and you must get involved. You must, you have to. Dear listener, you cannot just allow this to happen. God is calling you. He's shaking you. He's trying to wake you up and get involved to be a part of defeating this kind of evil. Trump has 3 years left. That's great, but the woke demons aren't going anywhere. And you know what's really crazy? They say,
oh, well, it's just the way of the world. You know, we used to be opposed to gay marriage, and now everyone's for it, and now trans is just the next natural progression in human evolution. We just have to go along with the crowd and support the trans community as well.
You little wimp. You disgusting little airhead sissy. There's some hate speech for you. Believe me, I could say a lot worse. And I'm not going to hide my passion. I hate these people. I hate those who do this to the innocent. These politically correct, woke, sick jokes. These are sick and twisted to evil people. The biggest sociopathic bullies seek power. Power over people. Becoming bully-proof is hard work. The powers that be don't want you to know that.
There, there. You can be a sissy like us and still be happy.
No, you can't. It's impossible. God made men and boys especially a certain way. Distinct and extremely different from women and girls. The difference between a boy and a girl is the difference between night and day. And those differences should be encouraged and celebrated to the ends of the earth forever and ever. Here's the bottom line. Again, this is fully done on purpose. The decay of civilization is not about politics. Not really. It's about money. Moneyed interests use the political useful idiots who can only see the politics, but not the spiritual. Dirty George Soros and Chinese money is really at the root of all this evil. In the third world, if you want something to happen fast, you just whip out a big wad of cash and voila, that seemingly intractable problem suddenly vanishes. That is why they plan to turn America into the third world. Moral and incorruptible citizens with pangs of conscience is bad for the deep state business. Morals slow down easy money success. So hey, we can't have those pesky morals anymore. Just look at what Trump has done with Maduro in Venezuela. The skids were greased for slippery, fast money and corruption. Well, things are starting to change there. Action step. You know this one's coming. Get involved. Yes, Trump's in the White House, but that just means it's still not over. In fact, it's just beginning. I don't care what you do. Get involved. Do something. Also, please, please share No PC Allowed with everyone you know at No PC Allowed, spelled A-L-O-U-D. Like us now while it's fresh in your mind. Give us a thumbs up and 5 stars and share. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.